Dollar. Okay, good morning. We're on Tav Chav Ches Sif Dalad, and we expect to finish Chelek Dalad today. And there's even a small kibud, even though we had the bigger kibud when we finished Hilchos Shabbos. But we're finishing Chelek Dalad of Mishneh Berurah of Aruch Chaim, and we're going to just read the first part of Hey, unless everybody says we have to do a lot of Hey. All right, so just as an introduction to Sif Dalet, there's a lot, it's really the Sif that talks about Kviyas Haluach. And so just a short explanation of how the Luach works, so that some of these weird letters will make sense. I also sent in the WhatsApp group, I sent a picture with two tables in it. It says Shanam Pshutos and Shanam Mubaros, and we're really going to be explaining that top line in each of these. There's a three-letter simon that explains what kind of year it is. And so we're going to be explaining how we arrive at that. So the Jewish year, unlike the Muslim calendar year and unlike the Christian year, is a combination of both lunar and solar, because we have a mitzvah saseh that Pesach has to be in the springtime. And so we also do Kiddush HaChodesh. So in order to get the lunar year and the solar year to match up, we look at a set of 19 years. So how long is a month and how long is a year in the Jewish calendar? So we already learned when talking about halfway point of a month is how long you can say Kiddush Levana, or maybe 15 whole days, but the Ramah said halfway through the month. And it said that the length of a month is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim. 793 chalakim of 1080 chalakim to an hour. And basically, we start from what the calculated time that the molad was in year one, and we just count the number of months since then, and we add on the remainder, and that's what determines that's what determines when the molad is. You just keep on adding 29 and a half days, 793 chalakim, times the number of months that have passed since year one, and the day that falls out in generally is Rosh Hashanah, except there's four exceptions as to whether you would push it off one day. And then because of the first three rules, you might end up, and then that leads to the fourth rule, you might push it off a second day. So Rosh Hashanah, we saw already, that's the fourth rule, is Lo Adu Rosh, cannot fall out on a Sunday or Wednesday or Friday. So if we look back at the tables, none of the first letter of what's called the Kviya, which is how we describe a year, none of them start with an aleph, a dalet, or a vav, because you can't have Rosh Hashanah fall out on any of those days. The simplest other rule to understand, the other of the three rules is that if Rosh Hashanah, if the molad falls out after noon, then we would push it off another day. We would also push it off to the next day. So then Rosh Hashanah wouldn't be the day of the molad, it would be the next day. So if it was ended up, the molad being in the afternoon on a Tuesday, and because of that you push it off to Wednesday, but lo adu rosh, so you would push it off to Thursday. So that's how you get it to go 2 days. So essentially, Rosh Hashanah can vary by as much as 2 days from when it should be according to the molad. Now, getting back to the solar and lunar year stemming up. The way we do that is that we set up a 19 lunar years will be off from the 19 solar years. So if we just look at 12 times 29 and a half and 793 chalakim, you will end up with 354 days and 8 hours or so. Okay. But the solar year is 365 and a quarter days. Not exactly a quarter, but almost a quarter, right? So that means that we're off by 11 and a quarter days. So So every 19 years, we're going to be off by 7 whole months of 29 and a half days. So that's why the Jewish year is set up in blocks of 19 years. And you know, the third year, the sixth year, the eighth year are set to be leap years. And that's how we get out of every 19, 7 have an extra month. And that's how we get the solar year and the lunar year to stem up. And so again, we just count the number of months, including a leap month if it's a leap year. And then we determine when is the Rosh Hashanah of this year, when is Rosh Hashanah of the next year, and then we can determine how many days this year has. Because the Rosh Hashanah of next year might have to be pushed off by as much as 2 days. So where do we make those 2 days up? We make them up in the years of Cheshvan, in the months of Cheshvan and Kislev. So Kisidron, and the notice for that is a Chaf, is Cheshvan Kislev, one is 29, one is 30. Chaser means both have 29, and Malay both have 30. So that's another 3 combinations that we can have. So if you look at the days of the week that Rosh Hashanah could fall out, plus is it leap year or regular year, and is Cheshvan Kislev Malay or Chaser, you'll end up with 14 combinations. There are only 14 kinds of years in the Jewish calendar, and that's the table that I sent around in the WhatsApp. The first one, if you look at the top letters, you'll see Bachag, Baseh. So the Beis means what day did Rosh Hashanah of this year fall out? And you'll see that there's 2 variations of when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Monday. One where the second letter is Ches, and the other one is where the second letter is a Shin. So Ches means Chaser, Shin means Shalem, where they're both 30 days, and a Chaf would mean, in the second letter, would mean Kisidron. The third letter is not, the third letter in these notations, and what's called the Kviya, is not absolutely necessary, because once you have those first 2 letters, you already know what kind of year it is. But it's added on just to help for people that use the calendar to tell you when is the first day of Pesach, what day of the week is the first day of Pesach, which you could calculate from the other 2. Okay, so now let's actually read what the Machaber, and we'll throw in some Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halachas. So, Tav Chav Ches, Dalet. La'olam karin Savas Aaron kodem Pesach bipshuta. You always lane Parshas Tav before Pesach in a Pashat year, in a year that's not a leap year. Mitzora b'me'uberes. And you always read Mitzora before Pesach, Parshas Mitzora, in a me'uberes. Why? Because in a me'uberes, we have 4 more weeks, and we split open one that was together, and then that gives us 3 more weeks because we used the Shabbos on that. Oh, one more point. There are 54 parshios in the Torah. There are, in a regular year, there's 50 weeks. There's 50 Shabbosos. And occasionally there's 51. I remember we said that there can be 354 days, sometimes it's 355 in a regular year. So if you read 1 a week, you have some parshas that wouldn't get read. So that's why we have to double up some of the parshas. So we're always going to have some parshas doubled up. The question is how many? And there's a difference between leap years and regular years as to how many and to when you double up the parashias, and that is actually what the table that I sent is actually showing. Is Vayechav Gudei Mechubar, is Tazir Mitzorah Mechubar. And you see Tazir Mitzorah in a regular year are always together, and Tazir Mitzorah in a Mu'beres is always separate, Lamashal.
In a Mu'beres, okay. there are no Mechubar, right?
That's not true.
No?
Yeah, every year there's Mechubar. I mean, maybe you can find, if you can look through the table that I sent around, maybe there's one where it comes out that everything is Nifred. I don't see anything like that. Oh yeah, there is. In a Hey Ches Aleph, everything is Nifred. Okay. Shkoyach. Okay, Solom Karim Savas on Karim Pesel Bipshuta Umitsora Bim Uberes, Chutz Mi Bahach, except in a Mu'uberes, except in a Mu'uber, so that would be the second table, in a Shana Mu'uberes, when it's Hei Ches, oh, that's the one we were just talking about, Hei Ches Aleph, that's where everything is not Mu'uber, that would be the year where Mitsora does not end up before Pesach in a Shana Mu'uberes. The Rama adds on not only Beis Hei Ches, but also, I'm sorry, not only Hei Ches years, but also Hei Shin years. And he's dropping the third letter.
I think it's to every 19th year that you have it, I think.
That could be. That's beyond my calculation.
Right. Yeah. That so, 19th year is that
could be. Okay, so a Hei Ches year and a Hei Shin, according. So anything that starts with any time, essentially, according to the Rama, is any time that Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Thursday on a Shana Mu'uberes. And that makes sense because you now have two regular Shabbos. We're gonna see this comes across a couple of times. Shekarn Achremos, the specialness about a Hei Ches a year. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Thursday. Shekarn Achremos Kodem HaPesach. In which case, if it's a Hei Ches Mu'uber year or a Hei Shin Mu'uber year, then not only do you read Mitzorah, you even read Achremos before Pesach. Ula'olam Karen Parshas Bamidbar Sinai Kodem Matzaras. You always want to read Parshas Bamidbar before Shavuos. Tisha B'Av Kodem V'Aschanan. It's interesting how he flipped the order. You really should have said V'Aschanan Kodem Acharei Tisha B'Av, but that's not how he said it. And that's really the point. It's not that you want something to come before Tisha B'Av, you want something to come after Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av Kodem V'Aschanan. You want V'Aschanan to come after, right after Tisha B'Av. Atem Nitzavim Kodem Rosh Hashanah. You always want Nitzavim to come before Rosh Hashanah. V'lachein, kishe Rosh Hashanah b'yom Beis Gimel, when Rosh Hashanah comes out on either, now the first day of Rosh Hashanah comes out on either a Monday or a Tuesday, sheish shtei Shabbosos ben Rosh Hashanah l'Sukkos, in which case there are two Shabbosos between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos. What do you mean? There's always two Shabbosos between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos. So the answer is two regular Shabbosos where you would read one of the parshas and not a special parsha because it's Yom Kippur. Or it's Rosh Hashanah, you know. So two regular Shabbos only come out when Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday or a Tuesday. So now you have two regular parshias of the 54 to read. So in that case, tzrichim lachalek nitzavim vayelach. You have to split up nitzavim and vayelach. Otherwise, nitzavim and vayelach go together. Kedei shikri vayelach. Ben Rosh Hashanah Litzom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah, so the Vayelech will come out before, in the first Shabbos, before Yom Kippur. V'azino Ben Tzom Kippur L'Sukkos. And Azino will come out in the Shabbos that's between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. But otherwise, Nitzavim and Vayelech are together. And then you just read Hazinu in that one Shabbos, which is in between Rosh Hashanah. The one regular Shabbos, which is in between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos. The simon bag hamelech pas vayelach, and the way to remember this is this misreading of or a reordering of a pasuk in Daniel. The real pasuk is mipas bag hamelech, which means from the bread bag of the king. But we're switching it around as a way to remember bag when Rosh Hashanah falls out on bag Monday or Tuesday, hamelech Rosh Hashanah. Then pas vayelach. There isn't even the word vayelach in the pasuk at all. But pas means you separate out vayelach. Vayelach nitzavim and vayelach. Avol kishrosh Hashanah biyom heivav. And this is the Mishnah Berurah says it shouldn't. This heivav doesn't make any sense because Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on vav. So it really should be heizayin. This is literally a printing mistake. Kishrosh Hashanah biyom heizayin az ein bein Rosh Hashanah l'sukkos el Shabbos achas. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Thursday or a Shabbos, then there's only one regular Torah reading Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos. Shikar and Baha Zinu, and you read Hazinu, Az Vayelach, Nitzavim Kodem Rosh Hashanah, and we do Vayelach and Nitzavim Vayelach together before Rosh Hashanah, like this year. The Simen Lipshuta, And the way to remember this for a regular year, not a Shana Mu'abaras, Paktu Upeshu. Paktu is a tzivui, is a command. So that's Tzav before Pesach. Ulam Mu'abaras, we have a whole bunch of them to remember. And for an Ibriyar, Sigru Upeshu. Close and do the Pesach. Where Sigru is, Mitzora, thank you. Mitzora Muskar. Sigru Pisru. Menu v'itzru. Menu is count, so that would be Bamidbar, is by Itzru Atzeres. Tsumu v'itzalu. Tsumu is Tishabav. And Salu is Va'as Chanan. Again, we switch the order. First do Tisha B'Av and then do Va'as Chanan. Kumu v'siku. And Kumu is a Lashon Nitzavim, getting up. So then Nitzavim and Tiku is Rosh Hashanah. That's how you remember it. Hey, Parshas Hazinu Machalkin Parshas Yosef Kedarach Shalim Machalkin Osa Bamikdash. Hazinu is separated into six. The Shira of Hazinu is separated into six Gavri, and they do it the same way that they did it in the Beis HaMikdash. Shayukaran Hashira Pam Achas L'Shesha Semei HaShavua. We don't do that now, but they would read the Shira on each of the 6 days of the week. The Simen Haziv Lach. And he's going to say, Hazinu, that Pasuk should be read as the first Gavra. Zachar is the beginning of the second Gavra. Yarkivehu is the third, Vayar is the fourth, Lu Chachmu is the fifth, Ki Es El Shamayim is the sixth, and that's how you break up Hazinu, at least the Shira part, Ad Sof Hashira. So that's the sixth Gavri is Ki Esa until the end of the Shira in Hazinu, Vashvi Kore Misof Hashira Ad Sof HaParsha, and all the rest is the seventh. Haga V'Dafka B'Shamas Machalkin HaParshias. The only time we do this is Shabbos morning. But mincha on Shabbos, on the Shabbos before, or Monday and Thursday, you don't have to worry about stopping a gavra specifically this way. Now, the Mishnah Berurah argues on what Haziv Lach stands for, and you know everybody should, you know, because there are other psukim that would fit these, and we actually do follow that, and every shul does that. Minhag vav klolos shabbataras kohanim ein masikin behem. You're not allowed to make a hafsaka in the tochacha that's in sefer vayikra ein masikin behem. Ella. Ela echad kari kulam, but one gavra, one aliyah should read the whole tochacha. Now they're makrid by the one in sefer vayikra, but the one we just read yesterday in sefer devarim there's a different halacha we're going to see. Umaschilam b'psukim shalafneim umisam b'psukim shalacharem. You should start with some psukim before and some psukim afterwards. And in the one that we just read yesterday on Shabbos Kisavo, there's one pasuk at the end of the Gavra, and that's actually enough. Although he says Psukim Shalafnam, Psukim Shalafnam, but that's how it ends up. Avol Klal Shavim Mishnah Torah, but Kisavo, Yicholim Lahafsik Behem. You are allowed to split them up, and that different Gavri, there'd be different aliyahs in the middle of the Tochacha. Vafal Pikein, even though you're allowed to, Nagu Shlo Lahafsik Behem. There's a minig not to make a hafsak in it. Mechei noagim shlo likros echad b'shmo la'alos elakarn mishi yirtza. Specifically by Kisavo, where the language of the tochacha is speaking to an individual. We say because this is Moshe's language. Now Hashem was mitzava Moshe Rabbeinu to say both the tochacha in Sefer Vayikra and the one in Sefer Devarim. The Chumash even says so, that this is what Hashem told him to say. But it wasn't Hashem speaking from his mouth like it was in Vayikra, like it says, Ki Esa El Shamayim. You know, Hashem is speaking in first person in Vayikra, and it's Moshe Rabbeinu speaking about Hashem in Kisavo, and it's also to an individual. So because it's Belashon Yachid, and it's also a little softer, because it's Ki'ilu Moshe choosing the words, it sounds like it's talking to an individual, and there's chashash that people are going to think that the Baal Koreh is speaking to the Ola and cursing him. So that's why we're a lot more makbid. One, to not to break it up, and two, that you don't call him up by name. And it's going to be El Yachid Kari, sorry, Lalos El Kari Mishirza. They say, whoever wants to come up can come up. I don't know too many kilos that do that, but I don't know all that many kilos. There are lots of very strange minhagim about that. There are some that skip the tochacha altogether, which is wrong. It's pashut wrong. Yeah. But there are minhagim that do that.
No, there are others that actually just go straight.
They don't have an aliyah. Yeah, there's all kinds of things. But the Mishnah Berurah does say that you should definitely not surprise somebody with an aliyah and make sure that he's okay with it before you call him up. He even mentions that somebody who's hard pressed for money, you pay him to come to get the aliyah for Zion. So there's all kinds of interesting minhagim. Zion. Shmona psukim achronim shebetorah ein mafsikim behem el yachid kariz kulam. The last eight psukim, because they're different than the rest, either because Yeshua wrote them or because Moshe kasav bedima, we don't split them up, but one aliyah does the whole last eight psukim. You don't split up there.
Ches. These halachas specifically for kriyas haTorah, or do they apply in any way to Shemander?
It's funny that we're mentioning this here, even though we already had halachos, of kriyas haTorah, and this is more regarding kviyas hashana and kviyas aluach. I don't know why this is here. Mishiva asa b'tamis ve'elach maftirin tlas de purinu. So okay, this one at least makes sense. From Shivas Batamas, we have a special cycle of Haftaras. And those are the three of Puranas, Sheva de Nechamasa, which we're in the middle of, we're almost at the end, Tarte de Siyuvta, two of Tshuva, plus, okay, so now plus the Puranas, we're going to explain, Divrei Yirmiyahu, Shimu Dvar Hashem, Chazon Yishayel, Chazon, everybody knows that. Sheva de Nechemta, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, yeah, Vatomer Tzion, Ania Sora, Anochi, Rani Akara, Kumiori, which we just read, and Sosas, this is the last one. Oviyom Tom Gedalia, B'mincha Maftirin Dirshu. We're counting Dirshu as one that you read on Mincha, on Tom Gedalia, as one of the two of Tshuva. I don't know why we said it that way. The Mishnah Berurah goes into situations where you would read, there are situations where you would actually read Dirshu, so that's probably why we call it two of Tshuva, and will count a weekday mincha as one of them. I don't think that's a true statement. But anyway, let's keep going. Uveshabbos shebein Rosh Hashanah leYom Kippurim maftirim laolam Tshuva. Shabbos that's between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, always you always lay Tshuva. We call it Shabbos Tshuva. Uchrosh Hashanah bebag, and when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Monday or Tuesday, Shei Shabbos ben Yom Kippurim Masukas v'karim bo ha'azinu, like we already said, that there's a regular Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, and that's when you read ha'azinu, mafta bo v'yadaber David. We've already used up the entire special set of Haftarah, so we really go back to reading Haftarahs that are shayach to the Parsha. It's just that we haven't started the new cycle yet, so it's an interesting case. You would think that you end the year on these special haftaras, but that's really not it. We have this, if you have an extra Shabbos, which occasionally happens, you do go back even before Simchas Torah, before Shemini Atzeres Simchas Torah, you go back to reading a regular haftarah, and it's Vayedar B'David because it has to do with Ha'azinu. V'yeshamer shekesh Rosh Hashanah b'vag, there are those that argue, and they say that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Monday, Tuesday, Shevayelech ben Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, where we read Vayelech between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, Maftirin bo Dirshu, that's where you would have Dirshu falling out on a Shabbos. U'v'Shabbos shebein Yom Kippurim l'sukkah shekarim ha'azina maftirin shuva. And Shabbos, which is between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, you would read Shuva, which would end up that, according to this minhag, Shabbos Shuva is after Yom Kippur. Like, isn't the whole point of Shuva so that you could do the Shuva before Yom Kippur? And the Mishnah Berurah quotes something that that there's a pasuk that you know you can cry out afterwards to, okay. Hagav, I'm going to give a svara rishona. We don't paskin this way according to the Rama. We do the first one. Shuv is always before Yom Kippur. V'shar Shabbos Hashana maftirin me'ein haparsha. As usual, regular Shabbos, you lane something which is like the parsha. Uchashikarin shtei parshios maftirin b'achrona. And when you lane two parshas, the maftir is like the the maftir is like the second one. Milvad b'achrei mosu kadoshim, the maftir in halok ibnei chushim, which is the one for the shayach b'achrei mos. Shiaftaras achrei mos. The noagin lahafter b'chasna sos asis. There are those that have the minig to lane sos asis when there is a chasna, when there is a chasna in the shul. Ve'indochen mipenei shum haftaran iskeres kan. You don't do any of the special haftaras. You would not move them out of the way to lane sos asis, the ones that we just talked about. Lo shel arba parashios, not the four parashios between of Adar. Velo shel before Pesach. Velo shel Rosh Chodesh or Mochar Chodesh. You wouldn't change the haftorah, the special haftorah when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos or Sunday. O Chanukah or the special haftorah for Chanukah. O Shira. Avashah haftorah stochen mipaneh. But a regular Shabbos, you would not lane its parsha, and you would lane sosasis. I don't know which kehila has this minhag, that you don't jump around from one navi to another. Even if you would roll from within one sefer, but you wouldn't go from one sefer of navi to another. And we also read in Sif Beis, if because of Rosh Chodesh, when you would change one of the haftaras that I mentioned here. Okay, we finished Mazel Tov, we finished Chelek Dalid, and just as a mention, I'm going to start. Hey, I know most people didn't bring a Chelek Hey, but we'll just read it so that we don't have a break. Hilchas Pesach, Tav Chav Tes, She'en Nofun Alpneim, Kol Nisun Avos Beis Ifim, Aleph Sholem B'Hilchas Pesach, Kodom B'Pesach Shloshim Yom. You start learning Hilchas Pesach 30 days before Pesach, Hagah, Minag Liknos Chitim, L'Chalkim L'Aniyam L'Torach Pesach, there's a minig to collect Mos Chitim, B'Chol Mishadar Ba'ir, Shnei Masachadish Tzarech Litim L'Zeh, anyone who lives in that city for 12 months has to give. Shkoyach, Mazel Tov. Shkoyach. Okay, I...